Welcome to the Evolved Consciousness Podcast with Leanne Juliet, disruptive genius and catalyst for truth consciousness. This podcast is here to bring through a new wave of consciousness, a new way of perceiving the world around us, a new way of exploring consciousness as I revolutionize and shatter paradigms. A futurist, a revolutionary, a maverick misfit. This podcast is here to awaken you from your earthly slumber, to activate you as I disrupt the psyche at the very root, being the catalyst to awaken you to your highest potential and freedom. I am the glitch, the one who seeks out the cracks within the psyche and dismantles everything that isn't based in truth or authenticity. This podcast was born from my desire to bring all of my interests and teachings into one place. Consciousness, spirituality, shadow, astrology, spiritual entrepreneurship, multidimensionality and mystical teachings. However, as with all of my work, I like to bring a cheeky little twist to all of this, a different perspective, an opening for you to see things in a new light. I do not follow the crowds. I forge my own path by merging the ancient teachings of old with newer and unparalleled ways of thinking which differs to the mainstream. My genius is that of disruption. To savor things that will provoke and create a reaction within the very depths of our psyche, within the deepest, most ingrained, stubborn shadow and soul trauma carried over from other lifetimes. The things that, for some, can be the most painful things to hear. But powerful truth is born from the pain. Hearing the things that activate us the most are the breadcrumbs for our own evolutionary journey. I am blunt, direct, disrupting and dispelling illusion and shadow to activate and expand your own higher consciousness. As a Heoka mirror, I mirror what is hidden within, triggering the shadow and the soul trauma, bringing it to the surface to be seen, heard, and alchemized into your truth, shining a light into the darkness to awaken truth and freedom. Welcome to the home of evolved consciousness, where freedom is the revolution and disruption is the currency. Hey there, it's Leanne Juliet here from the Evolved Consciousness Podcast. So in this podcast episode, I wanted to really talk about multidimensional consciousness and the shadow, just to blow your mind. And the reason for this was from a podcast, just being a guest podcaster on a friend of mine's podcast, the Goddess Academy podcast, so check it out, where I was chatting about multidimensional consciousness and the shadow. But I was like, you know what, I want to record my own podcast episode and video because I'm doing it for YouTube as well. So hello to my viewers. Before I get started, though, I do have a new Facebook community, a free community for anyone who is looking for something different in the consciousness space. The community is called Disruptive Consciousness. So you can find the link in the description box below, Disruptive Consciousness over on Facebook. It's a community for those who are looking to really expand their consciousness through something different, to explore other avenues of consciousness in a way that is disruptive, because I work with shadow, I work with a multidimensional consciousness, I work with the illusion of the world and everything. So my message is very disruptive. So the group is, and obviously I work with astrology as well. So the community is for anyone who is seeking something different in the consciousness realm. Because let's face it, the new age spirituality movement is boring as fuck. Well, it is to me anyway. And that's no disrespect to anybody in that movement. It's just, it's time for it to get a little bit of a kickstart, let's say. So I'm here to bring disruption to the realm of spirituality. I'm here to bring disruption to the realm of consciousness as well, in a way that it gets people to think outside the box and to see a different perspective. So that is a Facebook community, Facebook group, called Disruptive Consciousness. So come and join us. So in this episode of the Evolved Consciousness podcast, I wanted to really talk about multidimensional consciousness. I'm just wondering how many times I could actually say consciousness in this episode. If anyone wants to count that, let me know, or not, if you want to be a geek. But yeah, so I wanted to talk about multidimensional consciousness and the shadow. So what do I mean by multidimensional consciousness and the shadow? The shadow is, for those that have followed my work or followed my online presence for a while now, like, I do talk about shadow a lot. It is part and parcel of who I am. It's part and parcel of the work that I do in the world and how I support people's transformation. But the shadow aspect is for those that aren't aware of the shadow, or you're a bit confused about it because it's become very diluted in the spiritual community, the shadow is the aspect of ourselves that desires to be integrated into our truth, because it is truth. And the shadow isn't something to be afraid of. The shadow isn't something bad or wrong or whatever about us. It's an aspect of us that has been either forgotten about, shamed, or hidden away in the deepest, darkest depths of our psyche. It's energetic residue from other lifetimes or parallel lives, if you want to jump down the multidimensional rabbit hole with me. It's energetic residue or karma. The shadow is also ancestral as well, based in, you know, our ancestors, the mother line, the father line, or both. Like, it's the shadow is energy that is very, very potent within itself. It's people can access the shadow through fears, but also through aspects that we deny about ourselves. The shadow seeks love in like the most basic kind of way. It seeks love. It seeks acceptance. It is nothing to be afraid of. It is nothing to deny about ourselves. I've heard other spiritual teachers say, kill the shadow. That's fucking bullshit, because you cannot kill what is already part of you. That's like chopping your arm off and then wondering where the fuck your arm has gone. It's ridiculous. So the shadow desires to be integrated into who we are. It seeks love, it seeks acceptance. And people run away from the shadow because they fear what is on the other side. They fear the murky depths, you know, the dark closets, the skeletons in the closet, so to speak. And shadow, really, that's why I bring such a playful aspect to something that is dark, because I desire for my audience and for my clients to see shadow in a different light, to not fear it, to not be afraid of it, to not run away from it. Shadow desires to be integrated, just like the kid at school who never got picked for sports, always put his or her hand up, you know, for team sports. Kids are kids, and there's always going to be somebody who doesn't get picked. And that's the shadow, is that no matter how many times the shadow puts their hand up, they aren't getting picked because people don't want them on the team. They're like, oh, no, I don't like that aspect of myself. I'm not going to bring that aspect of myself to the table. I'm just going to douse myself in illusion and not be in my truth because I'm too afraid of what could be in the shadow. That the shadow is the portal to our most divine and authentic truth. And just like a tunnel, you go into like a train tunnel, there's always light at the end, but in order to access the light, you have to go through the dark first. You have to. So the shadow is a portal to access our most divine, authentic truth. And that's my issue that I have with a lot of the new age spiritual group community, where people are too afraid of the shadow, or the love and light and shit, and not really look at the depths and the darkness. Because I've had people say to me before, well, I'm all about being high vibe, so why would I do that? I'm like, you're missing the fucking point here. Like, you have, in order to ascend into our truth, in order to become enlightened, obviously enlightenment is a journey. You never stop learning. The soul is here to learn. The consciousness is here to learn and to evolve and to ascend. In order to access that, you have to go through the dark, which is the shadow. The dark, the shadow is, it's like a void. It's a void of untapped resources, a void of untapped energy, a void of expansive, powerful, potent energy that is dark. And it's not dark because it is wrong. When I say dark, I mean shadow and dense energy within the void. It's energy that has been repressed within us or turned away from us. You know, shadow energy can be things like carrying shame around who you are, or not feeling worthy of who you are, or not speaking up your truth, or continually getting into shitty relationships and wondering why you're not fulfilled, or worrying about money and not creating money because you're creating from a space of lack. That's all shadow energy. Or it could be ancestral, as I said earlier. It could be ancestral energy where there's an aspect of your ancestors and your parents, your grandparents, your great grandparents, your all your ancestors who, maybe there's alcoholism running through the family, or an eating disorder, or an issue around debt, or slavery, or whatever it is. And it's all shadow energy, and it's shadow energy is an energetic residue from other lifetimes. Now, when I say other lifetimes, I'm referencing parallel lives here. This is because I work with the multidimensional consciousness. Although I believe in past lives, the way that my work has taken me and my own consciousness journey has taken me is into the multiverse, into the multidimensional consciousness that is parallel lives that exist simultaneously with this current version of ourselves, because time is just a man-made construct. Time does not exist. Time is an illusion. Time is enslavement by patriarchal society, by the church, the medieval times, by, was it Julius Caesar or Constantine or whoever it was who decided to bring calendars and time in, which trapped people into this mindset of time. It's like with jobs. People, they might have a 9-to-5 job. You have to clock in by 9 o'clock and you clock out at 5 o'clock, and you cannot be late. Instead of just working in a freer way with people's energies. Like, my video is glitching again now. My video always glitches when I'm tapping into the cosmic energies. When I'm channeling some like epic fucking potent truth, my video glitches. Obviously, listening on podcast, you won't see it, but on the video on YouTube, and you will. It's really, really funny. But time is an illusion. And so people get wrapped up in this shadow energy of who they are and who they are not. People get wrapped up in thinking they're doing shadow work when really they're not accessing the roots, because the root of the shadow is and always will be found in the multidimensional consciousness. So you can do shadow work until the cows come home. On this life shadow, maybe you think, oh, I've got no worth, and it's connected to my childhood where my parents were shit to me, or whatever it is, or I never got, I was always the fat kid at school, or I was always the bullied at school, or people picked on me because of my skin color or my sexuality, whatever it is. These are just some examples. You can do the shadow on it and think, oh, actually, yes, here's a little rant about it. Here's a bit of truth around this. This is why I am as I am right now. This is a shadow because it's linked to this. No, the shadow is linked to the multidimensional consciousness. It is. This is new information that I've been channeling. It's new information because it's not available in the spiritual community, because most people base shadow work on this lifetime, linking it to the relationships they've had, the experience with their parents, the experience with thoughts that they've had growing up, who they are. I link it to energy, energy that is energy is energy, and energy is multidimensional. And so for me, I work with the root, which is why I'm able to transform my clients so profoundly, because I work at the root, which is rooted in the multidimensional consciousness. The shadow is rooted in the multidimensional consciousness. So, and it's energetic residue. That's how I like to call it now. It's energetic residue, which you could also call karma. So when we incarnate into this lifetime, obviously we've chosen to incarnate in this particular life because there's we're here to play a game. We're here to play a game. We are avatars for our higher consciousness, living and breathing in this holographic physical realm right now. Too many R's there. We're here to play this game, and so we incarnate for a reason, to work through this energetic residue that we've carried through the multiverse, through our multidimensional consciousness. We choose to incarnate, to work through and transform that energy. So the shadow desires to be transformed from pain into truth, or fear into truth, or illusion into truth, however you want to look at it, it's all the same thing. And so I'm very conscious that there's a lot of demolition work going on, like near my house right now, so you might be able to hear that, hopefully not. But shadow is rooted in the multidimensional consciousness, and the multidimensional consciousness is the concept of parallel lives and simultaneous lives, in that we are existing in this current reality right now. There's no such thing as time, so the past, present, future does not exist. It's just a construct to help humans kind of like make sense of the world around us. And the multidimensional consciousness is that there are parallel lives right now, simultaneous lives, where we're it's really noisy outside, where we're our consciousness, I don't even talk about the soul as much now, I talk about consciousness. So the consciousness is existing in other lifetimes, wherever they are. It could be a future version of yourself, in the version of who you are right now with your current identity, a future version of that, a past version of yourself, using, you know, past, present, future in inverted commas, or an aspect of your consciousness that is living in another lifetime as a different identity, but is still linked to your current consciousness. So it's not that it's such as a past life, it's a parallel life, a parallel life where the timelines are running alongside each other. So you can access that consciousness at any time, but also there's aspects of our consciousness that are living simultaneous lives as well, whereby you can exist as Joe Bloggs, Mr. Smith right now, but there's also an aspect of you who is an aspect of your consciousness that is alive in another human right now, is walking around, living, breathing as a different identity, but it's the same consciousness. So this is new information that I've been channeling for a while now. So it's like, it's time to start fucking speaking about it. But the multidimensional consciousness is that we can access that consciousness anytime. It is not separate from us. It is part of us. It is integral to who we are. An example of this is last week, I really started channeling a lot of queen vibes, a lot of like royal as fuck kind of energy, like real queen energy. And in the past, I've said things like, especially for my business, I'll tap into my higher self, I'll ask the future version, future again in inverted commas, I'll ask the future version of myself, what do I need to know about my business right now? Who am I speaking to? How am I showing up in like however many years in the future? What do I need to know to bring that into my current reality? And last week, I was channeling a lot of queen vibes. And I know that I am not a queen in the future version of myself right now, unless I marry some kind of Prince of Luxembourg or whatever. Chances are I'm not going to be a queen, because you have to marry into royalty. And maybe that is in my horizon. Who knows? But me being a queen in this current reality of my identity as Leanne Juliet right now, is chances are very slim. However, I have been or am a queen in another aspect of my consciousness, especially in ancient Egypt. That is a very prominent energy that I tap into a lot as a priestess and as a member of royalty, whether a queen or a princess. It's a big part of who I am. So last week I started channeling a lot of queen vibes, which really like really intrigued me, such as how I was storing crystals in my house. At the time, I had a big a plastic tub, a margarine butter tub that was given to me by my ex-sister-in-law years ago, to like, it had some cakes in it or something, some buns, some cakes in it. And I was just using this plastic tub to have crystals in. And I looked at it and I was really aghast. I was like, oh, a queen does not store her crystals in a plastic tub. She puts them on show. So now I've moved, for those who are watching, I've moved my crystals into like little glass pots, like dessert pots. Like that just look pretty. So it makes the crystals look prettier. They feel nicer because they're not just dumped into some plastic container, but they're in glass. And I was like, a queen does not store her crystals in a plastic margarine tub. She stores them in glassware. So little things like that, and even like with housework and stuff, just keeping on top of things in a way that I've not done before. It was like, no, a queen lives this way. A queen has this. Even down to the clients that I was wanting to speak to, a queen is channeling this kind of energy. And it got me thinking that it's like certain activities that I didn't want to do because I was like, no, because I don't want to do it. I don't have to, therefore I don't desire it. It's very queen-like. And it got me thinking that this wasn't a version of the future version of my current reality as Leanne Juliet. It is an aspect of my multidimensional consciousness where I exist as a queen who was channeling into my current reality with the energy of who she is. And I was like, this is really cool. This is really, really profound. So there are aspects of you right now that, and we can tap into this anytime. Like it's not some magical secret that you have to sit and sing Kumbaya fucking Yah and chant or meditate or whatever like that and make it really difficult. Like this, that's another thing with New Age movement. It's like it seems to make things work and hard work and whatever. You can tune into the different aspects of your consciousness anytime that you like. It comes from an awareness, first of all, that you are a multidimensional being, but you have this multidimensional consciousness. And that you can tune into that consciousness anytime that you like. You can jump timelines. You can time travel. That's my favorite thing to do is time travel. And you can time travel past, present, future, again, inverted commas, because time does not exist. But you can time travel into an aspect of yourself, whether that is the version of your current identity with your current name, or it's an aspect of your consciousness that is existing in a different identity in another timeline, in another time period. And you can tune into that anytime that you like in order to call forth what it is that you desire. So that could be a better relationship, or it could be finding your soulmate relationship, or it could be so you're tuning into the aspect of yourself in another consciousness that has that fairy tale romance where they're just, they're with their soulmate, and you can tune into that and channel that energy into this reality. Or with your business, you can channel into the energy of somebody who is a successful business owner, successful entrepreneur, somebody who has status and authority. And you can tune into that version of yourself to channel that energy into your current energetic field. Or it could be a version of you who has children. Maybe you struggle to have children in this lifetime. And so you can tune into the version of you who is, a wonderful mother or father in another aspect of your consciousness and tune into that energy. Because everything is, when we don't have something, or it's not so much a lack of, but for example, somebody who doesn't have a child in this life and they really long for a child, there's an aspect of them that obviously that has. There's been an issue in another life or another consciousness, another reality where maybe having children wasn't safe to do, or it was detrimental to your health or whatever. So there's a reason why somebody doesn't have a child in this life. And tuning into that energy as to who you are and why you have that desire, because every desire we have is there because it's part of our reality. It's something that we're able to pull into our reality. And I say it time and time again to people, You don't just have a reality, a vision in your mind or a desire in your mind or your body or your energetic field that is just like, yeah, that's all right. I just desire that for the sake of it. You have that desire because it's something that your consciousness desires. It's something that exists already in another version of yourself or another version of your consciousness. That desire is there. It's like I always say, I don't have a desire to be a fighter jet pilot. That desire never enters, although it's a really good example that I use again and again and again, but that desire just never enters my consciousness. Because it doesn't exist anywhere in my consciousness to be a fighter jet pilot. Therefore, it doesn't exist there. My desire is to impact the world in the most disruptive way and bring in shadow into the limelight for people to understand the shadow aspect and to work and to understand the multidimensional aspects and to understand themselves through astrology. That is a big desire of mine because that exists in another version of myself right now. So the shadow is a portal to our most divine, most authentic truth. And you cannot access that truth without going through the shadow, without going through the darkness. It's like slapping a band-aid on. And I don't do band-aid solutions with people. I go to the root of who somebody is across the multiverse. So the shadow isn't something that can have a band-aid slapped on it. The shadow desires integration. And unlike what other people say, oh, kill the shadow or whatever. No, because you're killing an aspect of yourself. You're just saying, actually, you're not worthy. I don't desire you in my consciousness. Off you fuck. No, like the shadow desires integration. The shadow desires love. It desires to be seen, to be heard, to be acknowledged and to be accepted. The shadow is aspects of us that we either don't like consciously or subconsciously, or it's energetic residue from other lifetimes, or it's ancestral. You know, do you ever wonder why you get so frustrated with something like why isn't this happening for me, or why is my life like this, or why do I constantly say this kind of stuff, or why do I constantly do this kind of thing? It doesn't feel right. That's because it's a shadow energy. So you've incarnated in this particular lifetime because you want to free yourself from that behavior, that pattern of behavior, because it doesn't serve your highest consciousness. So when it feels like, why do I show up this way all the time? Or why does this not work for me? Or why am I like this and I don't want to be? It's because it's an energetic residue from other lives, other aspects of your consciousness that does not serve you anymore. So you're wanting to evolve through it, which is why it feels a little bit icky or a little bit frustrating, because it doesn't feel at ease. It's not at ease within your consciousness. So the shadow really is, of the multidimensional shadow, really is about allowing space for the shadow to be seen, allowing space for the shadow to be heard, allowing space for the shadow to be integrated into who we are. Shadow can be based in fear a lot. So when you're holding back from taking action in your life or holding back from, you know, whatever it is, maybe it's taking action in your business or taking action in your job or leaving a relationship that's toxic and shitty. Like there's a fear. When there's a fear there, that shadow energy, and the way to transform that shadow is to do the thing that you fear the most. And I've had a client recently, we did an astrology session together. And one of her big fears was around water. And this is something that she didn't tell me this. This is what I was channeling through our session and channeling through her chart. And it was water. And what when we started understanding that aspect of herself around the fear around water, obviously then she started seeing a lot of visions around other lifetimes where, you know, she'd been drowned or whatever, or, you know, all sorts of stuff. But the water was is a prominent chart, part of her chart. Yeah, she's got a water moon. I think it's a Pisces moon or something like that. I was like, well, obviously you've chosen that aspect in this reality of yourself because it's a fear that has held you back. from really integrating the truth of who you are into your consciousness. So naturally you have a water moon, the most watery moon of all, like Pisces moon. That's like, because you're meant to integrate the shadow of water into your current reality. She's like, oh my God, yes, that makes so much sense. So that's the thing with shadow, is that it's a part and parcel of who we are. It doesn't, you can't get rid of it. Yes, you can transform it. You can alchemize it into truth and power and freedom and liberation. But you can't get rid of it per se. It's not a case of, oh, let's just get rid of this shit because I don't want to deal with it. No, it's you get rid of it by integrating the energy into truth. Again, going back to the example of a kid in the playground who never gets picked for things, you can't just say to him, look, you fuck off, you know, stop asking to be part of our team, off you fuck, never ask us again. No. By integrating that child into the sports and everything, then you're integrating the shadow into who you are. And you're not seeing it as shadow anymore. You're seeing it as truth. You're seeing it as authenticity. You're seeing it as potency, as power, rather than being afraid of it or shying away from it or hiding from it like a lot of people do. Like, the world is full of shadow. The world is full of illusion. And people don't recognize that we can, the world is as it is right now with obviously everything that's going on in the world right now. It is as it is because it's a collective shadow that's been rising to the surface. I did a video on this at the beginning of the whole COVID lockdowns, you know, beginning of 2020, around the collective shadow, because it is a collective energy. People are being asked to let go of fear, to integrate fear into our lives, to see the illusions that are around us. And I'm noticing a lot more that timelines are like crumbling and collapsing as the world evolves, as people step more into their truth, as people awaken more to their to who they are and what we're here to do. I'm seeing more and more integrations of these timelines and more timelines collapsing because people are moving beyond it. Sure, we've got, you know, there's still a lot of crap going on in the world, but people are waking up to the reality that something doesn't feel right, because it's not, because it's an illusion. So people are starting to see their shadow. They're starting to understand it. They're starting to understand, you know, people have been on furlough or they've lost their jobs, which is a big sign that if you're relying on something for security rather than creating security yourself, you're relying on an external aspect for security, a job, a partner, whatever. If you're relying on that, then if you give too much energy to relying on something instead of taking responsibility for creating your own reality, then it will crumble. And I'm seeing that more and more in people's lives where relationships have ended because it's based on illusion. Or even in the influencer space with the Kardashians, with Khloe Kardashian recently, with a photo that went viral of her looking beautifully natural, naturally beautiful, whatever you want to say, by the pool. And it wasn't edited and filtered or anything like that. And the Kardashians went fucking mental about it because it was an unedited version of themselves. And so this is where the shadow is collapsing. Why do people feel the need to hide who they are? Why do celebrities feel the need to edit their photos within an inch of their lives, which creates an illusion that they clearly don't like who they are on the surface? To me, it's very obvious, this stuff like that. But that's the thing with a shadow, is that it's asking to be integrated. And anything right now that is not the most truest, most authentic, most divine version of our truth is crumbling. And when we access our multidimensional consciousness and we start accessing our multidimensional truth and start playing the game with the different avatars of who we are, we get to really tune into the truth of who we are. We get to have fun with different aspects of our consciousness. So I'm going to leave it there because that's all I wanted to say. But if you'd like to like come into my world a little bit more, feel free to join my Facebook community, Disruptive Consciousness. And yeah, it's like obviously and play around with things, play around with who you are and the consciousness, because the version of who you are right now is not rooted in this current reality. Like every aspect of shadow is rooted elsewhere, which is why my work is so transformational with the clients that I work with, because I work at the root across the multidimensional consciousness. But the shadow is not something to be afraid of. Sure, we have fears around shit, but it's not something to be afraid of. It simply wants to be integrated. And just like the tunnel, you have a train tunnel, you go into a train tunnel and it's dark and it's dingy and it's murky. But there's light at the end of the tunnel. You cannot access the light. You cannot access the highest light of who you are without going through the dark first, which is what the shadow offers. It's a portal to your truth. And that's where I feel this spiritual community or the new age community misses that massively. Because people think that they have to be high vibe all the time, that they cannot go to the darkness, that it's too painful to access the most rawest aspect of who we are. And for anyone who's like that, if you're afraid to really access the darkest aspects of who you are, the murkiest aspects, the most painful, traumatic wounds that your consciousness carries, then you're missing the fucking point. Because the way to get to the light is through the dark, always through the dark. Like yin and yang, there's light and dark, sun and moon, night and day. It's the balance of energies. So I'm going to leave it there. Thank you so much for listening and watching. Again, if you want to join Disruptive Consciousness on Facebook, it's a free community. Just follow the link below and I'll be back soon with some more content. And for those that are watching on YouTube, I'm going to start doing some different chats on YouTube as well, like chats with other consciousness entrepreneurs or conscious spiritual entrepreneurs, just talking about different things. I like to disrupt, so I'm going to be creating more content around interviews and chats and everything to really like dive into illusion and dive into the shadow. So look out for that. But I will chat to you all soon. Thank you so much for listening and watching, and I'll chat to you soon. Bye. Thank you for listening to this latest episode of the Evolved Consciousness Podcast. My aim, as always, is to expand your mind, your vision, and to activate something deeper within you, to set you free, to elevate consciousness. If you love my content, then subscribe to my podcast for more activations. You can also leave a review over at iTunes. To connect with me further, go to leannejuliet.com. or check out the links in the show notes to my other social media platforms such as Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. See you on the next episode.